Other nations are trying to get Israel not to attack Iran. For the attack Iran made on Jerusalem on April 13th, 2024. How do we view this? Hopefully, we view it by the Bible. Regardless of what nations of men do, when the Bible tells us something, that's our focal point. And on this subject, the Bible tells us something. Luke 21, verse 20, Jesus says, "And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh." Verse 21, "Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter therein." Stay out of Jerusalem. "For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled." We're at the end. So many of the things leading up to the return of Jesus and the Great Tribulation have already been fulfilled. So many of the things in Matthew 24 which have to happen before Jesus returns. Thessalonians chapter 2 has to happen before the return of Jesus. These have already been fulfilled. One of the last things is the attack on Jerusalem. So we should know somewhere in the space of time, we're very near to the return of Jesus. No one knows exactly when that's going to happen. Only God knows that. But as we see integrity vanish on this earth, as we see the evil, the fierceness of man without cause, we know we're coming into the end rapidly. How should we live? Well, don't go to Jerusalem to help. Stay out of Jerusalem. That's one thing. And Peter tells us to be diligent that when Jesus returns, he finds us in peace. Now, how can we be in peace in the midst of such a situation as we have right now? Know this, God is in charge. How can we be in peace with all of the horrible things that are going on in the Christian churches where they remove scripture and set up other doctrines? How can we be in peace? We can be in peace by knowing this is part of the end-time apostasy which had to happen before Jesus returns. That's exactly what Paul tells us in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And in verse 8, he says when Jesus returns, he will judge it. He will destroy the Antichrist churches that have removed the Word of God from the congregation. He's in charge. He's in charge of everything. God is in charge, not man. God is. The will of God will be done. What we want to do is keep ourselves in peace without spot and blameless. Get out of those Antichrist churches immediately. Don't go back to them. You can tell whether or not they're Antichrist. I'll give you one example. Matthew chapter 5, verse 32. Jesus says, "The man who marries a divorced woman commits adultery." Is that what they're teaching at your church? Are they teaching the New Testament scriptures? Or have they changed them to another doctrine, which God loves you and wants you to be happy? Of course you can marry. Which one are they teaching? You can tell by that. The first church that I ever attended after I was born again was a small church called Believer's Chapel in Dallas. Their pastors were professors at Dallas Theological Seminary. My best friend and her husband attended that church, so I went with them. At the point in time, August 5th, 1975, when I was born again, after I was born again, I went to that church. The pastor was teaching a seminar on tongues being of the devil. Scared me to death. I don't even know if I'd heard of tongues before then. But I sure didn't want to be a part of it, and I didn't want to be around anyone who spoke in tongues. A few weeks later, I found out that the prayer group that I was in prayed in tongues. And it just terrified me because of the teaching this pastor was doing. I jumped up and rushed out of the room, and a woman followed me and said, "Now, Joan, don't let this bother you." Well, I said, "Well, I won't." But I did very much. And at that point, I began to study the Bible, the New Testament Bible, on the subject of speaking in tongues and praying in tongues. 1 Corinthians 14, Paul talks quite a bit about tongues. And he says, "Forbid not to speak in tongues at the church, but you must have an interpreter if someone speaks in tongues." When I saw that the church I was attending was forbidding tongues and teaching they were of the devil, and the Bible said, "Forbid not to speak in tongues," I said, "Well, I'm not going to go back to that church. It's teaching something that's opposite from the Bible." Now, I didn't know a thing about Antichrist at that time, but I could tell that. I'm not going to go to a church that teaches opposite from a scripture that I see in the Bible. So it was a very easy choice. I told my best friend, I said, "Donna, did you know Paul said, forbid not to speak in tongues?" We were driving down the street. She just pulled off the side of the road and said, "Where is that?" And I gave her the little New Testament Bible that I always carried in my purse. I showed her where it was, and she read it and said, "You're right." I said, "I'm not going back to that church." She said, "Let's go to my house and look up that scripture in all the translations of the Bible." I said, "Fine." So we went over and spent the afternoon looking up that scripture. Every one of the translations said the same thing: forbid not to speak in tongues, but you must have an interpreter if you do. I said, "I'm not going back to that church." And she said, "Well, I'm not going either." It's an easy choice. If they're teaching something that's opposite to the Bible, don't go back. Later, God showed me that is Antichrist in the churches. It's widespread, where they're changing scripture and not speaking certain scriptures because they don't want to offend people, and they want big crowds at their churches, and they want the money from the big crowds. But worst of all is that they're changing the doctrine. With 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, where Paul said Jesus wouldn't return except there first come a falling away. God said to me, the falling away are not people leaving the churches. The falling away are the churches leaving the scripture. And that is Antichrist working in the churches. It is rampant today. It's very bad. I've heard pastors teach things that were not in the Bible, and they knew they weren't in the Bible. I've heard them teach opposite, and when I've questioned them, they lied to me. They said, I can't remember where it is. And I said, well, will you please look it up and have your secretary call me and tell me where in the Bible it is, that thing that you taught last night? I can't find it. And I've had pastors get very angry when I said that to them and shout at me and say, all right, it's not in the Bible. Where do you go to church? Well, that was the point. I was trying to find a church to go to, but I'm not going to a church where they teach opposite to the Bible and where the pastor lies to me and says he can't remember where it is in the Bible when he knows it isn't in the Bible. That's a lie, out and out lie. I'm not going to go to one of those churches. We are very near, I think, to the Great Tribulation, to the coming of Jesus. Keep yourself in peace. I can't be in peace and sit with people who do those things. I just won't go. I put myself with people who live by real faith. It may only be one person, but even if it's one person, where two of us are gathered together in the name of the Lord, there is Jesus in the midst of us, according to the Bible. So it only takes two people. Thank you for allowing me to speak with you today.